Yom Yerushalmi, corresponding to Yom Bavli, Daf Chof Beis. We begin the Yerushalmi on Daf Ches, Amud Aleph, the Mishnah at the beginning of the second Perek, Perek Baroshoina. Baroshoina kol mishu who waits at the Troim with the Mizbeach, Teirim, Bezman Tehen Merubim, Baratzim Ba'ilim Makevesh, Bachalakoidim, Eschaviyo, Lesecha Ba'amais, Zocha. Initially, anyone who wanted to take ashes off the Mizbeach, he took them. When there were many who wanted to, they ran and ascended the ramp, whoever was before his colleague within 4 amos of the top of the ramp. He merited to do Tumas Sedeshim. V'im hayu shnayim shavim ha'muna oim lahem etzpiyu ma'hen meitzim achas v'shtayim meitzim agudal v'mikdash. If two were equal, then the appointee tells them to put out fingers. What do they put out? 1 or 2 fingers, and they're not allowed to stick out the thumb in the mikdash. Nasa shahayu shnayim shavim v'hatzim v'ilim akevesh v'tafach echad mehen eschaveyoi. A case occurred in which the two were running up the ramp, and one of them pushed the other and his leg broke. When Beis Din saw that they are coming to danger, they enacted that they take ashes of the Mizbeach only through a lottery. There were 4 lotteries there, and this was the first lottery. The Gemara says, Rabbi Manna, boy, Rilama lo kovel pious l'tumas adeshen. The Gemara says to Rabbi Manna, why didn't they fix a lottery for tumas adeshen from the very beginning? Isa chami shchita shkeira bazar bat ama yesh la pious. Tumas adeshen asura bazar bat ama ein la pious. Look at shchita. It's kosher through a non-koyen, and you say that there is a lottery for it. Tumas adeshen is forbidden through a non-koyen, and you say there's no lottery. Mana answered that the shchita is kosher only during the day, but tumas hadeshen is kosher the entire night. If you say that they cast lots, a kohen will not rise early because of a suffix of meriting the lottery. My chamis may makein kolalayla v'harim mikan tumas hadeshen shehi kshira kolalayla. What is your source to say that the Tumas Hadeshen is kosher the entire night? It says, Kol HaLaila VeHerim. It teaches that the Tumas Hadeshen is kosher the entire night. V'ash HaTorah M'Virchon Omer Chayev V'Shem M'Lokish Omer Potter. If a non-Kohen was Torah, M'Virchon says he's liable, V'Shokish exempts. Ma Tan D'Shem M'Lokish, Avodas Matona, Yot Sezeh Shehu Maharoma. What is V'Shokish's reason? The Pasuk in Bamidbar Yudches Pasuk Zayin says Avodas Matona, putting. This excludes Tumas Hadeshen, which is taking off. My time to Rabbi Yochanan, L'chol davar mizbeach, what's Rabbi Yochanan's source? Because the Pasuk says there, for any matter of the mizbeach, means it includes it. Rabbi Yosef Rabun, b'shem Rav, arba avodas she'akoyen mitzchayev aleihem b'chutz, zash mitzchayev aleihem b'fnim, b'eizu zu, zu haktora, uzika, v'nusach hamayim, v'ayayin, v'asek v'kibub shem ben lokish. Yosef Rabun, quoting Rav, said that 4 avodas, for which even a kohen is liable outside, a non-kohen is liable for them inside. What are they? They are haktorah, zerika, nisuch hamayim, and nisuch hayayin. This is like Rishon Melokish. Levi amar afilu l'tumas hadeshen v'asik Rabbi Yochanan, and Levi says a zar is liable even for tumas hadeshen, and this is like Rabbi Yochanan. Chata gecholim taflugta Rabbi Yochanan v'Rishon Melokish. If a non-Koyen stoked the coals, it's a dispute between Rav Shimon ben Lokish and Rav Yochanan about whether or not he's liable. Vaytzi Shah Hadeshen Tafluk Rav Yochanan Shimon ben Lokish. If he removed other ashes, Rav Yochanan Shlokish disagree about this. Asi Kamanda Ama Achirim Pachusim Mehen. This thing they argue about removing other ashes is like the opinion that below Ashbegadim Achirim, they are inferior, means big the Kohen, but a kosher Kohen must remove the ashes. But according to the opinion that Achirim comes to include Baalei Mumim, then a non-Kohen is just like a Baalei Mumim. All agree that if a non-Kohen arranged the Ma'arocha, the arrangement of log piles of the Mizbeach, he is liable. And with Zerova, Shnek Zirei Eitzim, Shekosov Mazio Aleihem, La Avodas Kahuna, Nosem Le'aroin, Akoyen, Eish Alam Mizbeach, Va'ocho Eitzim. There says this is only if he arranged the 2 logs that the Torah warns that it's an Avodah of the Kahanim, as the pasuk says in Vayikra Aleph pasuk Zion, and the sons of Aaron Kohen will put the fire on the altar and arrange the wood. Tani Amar Yehuda Minayin Hatzasas Ha'alisa Shleitei Ela V'Kohen Kosher V'Klishores Tavolei V'Nosim Le'Aaron Hakohen Eish Al Mizbeach. We have a brisa of Rabbi Yehuda that says, what's the source for lighting the aliasa, which is the kindling wood of the Marocha, that a kosher Kohen must do it, and with a klisharis, it says, and the children of Aaron HaKohen will put the fire on the Mizbeach. Amr Shimon, v'chiyals, ralas al lev sha'azar, koev al ha-mizbeach. Shimon says, why do we need a pasuk for this? Would it cross one's mind that a non-Kohen approaches the Mizbeach? In Cain, lamanema v'nosim le'aroin, HaKohen, Eish al-Mizbeach, nimid al-Hatsas of Eish, le'itahei, el-Averosh ha-Mizbeach. So why does it say, and the sons of Aaron HaKohen will put the fire on the Mizbeach? It teaches that lighting the fire must be done on top of the Mizbeach, when we not do it from the ground, means through a bellows. We should say now, Menale Lev Yehuda Ha, Siv, V'ha'esh on the Mizbeach, Tukabay L'Tichbeh, Mikan L'Atsas Ha'esh, Shletesh Ela B'Roish Yishon Mizbeach, Tiv Rabbi Yehuda. What's the source for this? Rabbi Yehuda says, the Pasuk says, then Vayikra Peg Vav Pasuk Hey, and the fire on the Mizbeach will burn on it and will not be extinguished. It teaches that the lighting of the fire must be done on top of the Mizbeach. Machas Rashid said to Yehuda, Tamanu hu Sviche Koyen Kosher, Machu Oine Sviche Koyen Kosher. The Gemara asks that the Rabbi Yehuda seems to contradict himself. There, in the first Brisa, he needs a Pasuk to acquire a kosher Koyen, and in here, he expounds that it is on top of the Mizbeach. He doesn't need another Pasuk to acquire a kosher Koyen. Amar of Tanachim Bar Yudan, Ma'at Chomina, Ne'ma Baruch Mizbeach V'Zal. The Tanachim Bar Yudan answers that, how do you infer so just because he expounds the top of the Mizbeach? We can say that it's on top of the Mizbeach and the non-Kohen may do it. Only Rav Shimon said one cannot say so.